Junko Tabe was the first woman to ever climb Mount Everest. She didn't intend to arrive first. She brought 15 other women on her 1975 expedition. But after a terrifying avalanche, Junko was the only one determined to push past her fear and continue up into the unknown. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
1969. Junko Tabe isn't your typical mountain climber. The slight Japanese woman, a petite 4'9", was not a natural athlete, but she loved climbing, and she loved breaking societal norms. At the time, Japanese culture was so patriarchal that many male climbers refused to have Junko in their group. So in 1969, she started Japan's first women's-only climbing club. Pulling no punches, the club decided their second major climb would be the mother of all climbs, Mount Everest. In April 1975, 35-year-old Junko said goodbye to her husband and toddler and traveled to Nepal. Alongside her, a team of 14 women and six male Sherpas would be heading up Everest. The journey starts off well, and they ascend over 21,000 feet and pitch their tents at Everest Camp 2. So far, so good. But then, around 12:30 a.m., Junko wakes up to the chilling rush of wind and the deep, horrifying rush of an avalanche. Junko didn't even have time to stand up before her entire tent was whipped through flying snow. She was flung against her fellow climbers and buried alive. She thinks of her young daughter as everything goes black. When Junko comes to much later, she's bruised and sore all over, but she's alive. The Sherpas have rescued everyone who was buried in the snow. She's so beat up, several days pass before Junko can walk normally again. Many of the other women are also injured and scared. The rest of her group decides they've had enough and will head home. They won't chance fate again. But it takes more than an avalanche to scare off Junko Tabe. 12 days after surviving the avalanche, Junko and Sherpa Aang Sharing begin the trek again, fighting off soreness and exhaustion. Right before they reach the summit, about 200 feet of elevation from the top, Junko stops cold. A long, thin ridge of ice stretches out before her. On each side, more than a 15,000-foot drop. She compares it to the blade of a knife, and it's the only way to the summit. She gets down on her hands and knees, arms on one side of the ice ridge, legs on the other. She's draped like someone who's tried to climb over a fence, and gets stopped right on the top. Inch by inch, Junko and Aang shuffle sideways over the ice. It's tense. It's slow going. Junko recalls that she can feel all her hair standing on end. I have to imagine her Sherpa is hoping for a real big tip when this is all over. They make it. They cross the ice ridge, and they move quickly to the summit. On May 16, 1975, Junko Tabe becomes the first woman and 36th person ever to climb Everest. She then makes it down safely and immediately starts planning more climbs. Junko goes on to become the first woman to climb the seven summits, the highest mountains on each continent, in 1992. And while that was a record she wanted, Junko didn't do it primarily in pursuit of personal glory. She did enjoy proving that women, that Japanese women, were just as capable as Japanese men, but mostly, she did it because she just really enjoys climbing big mountains. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found the Sports Illustrated article, No Mountain Too High for Her, and Junko's obituary in NPR, incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Timesuck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.